Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Nearly 11,000 people have now died with the new coronavirus in the United States. There's a new federal study about COVID-19 and kids.
The report looked at nearly 150,000 confirmed U.S. cases, and about 2,500 of those were children. Most of them didn't become severely ill, but three of the children died. The cases were more common in older children and teens, but the more serious cases were more common in infants.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Australia's highest court frees the Catholic Cardinal George Pell from prison, overturning his child sex abuse conviction.
Judges ruling that the jury ought to have entertained a doubt about his guilt. Pell saying he holds no ill will toward his accuser. Hours after the ruling, the Pope offering his morning mass for those who suffer from unjust sentences.
Fox's Simon Owen. Cardinal Pell was accused of abusing two 13-year-old choir boys in the late 90s. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
During the morning hours, there's been just enough light rain and sprinkles around to get the windshield wipers going this morning. I noticed people have been mentioning that traffic is heavier than they would think in a period of isolation like this. Right now we're in the upper 60s. We're headed for the low 80s, I think. I've got us at 81 for a high today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become a little bit more active, especially by this afternoon. Let's say between 1 and 8 would be some of the key hours today. Tonight's low 67. Maybe a couple of stronger storms out there in the western counties. Tomorrow and Thursday, scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Why these scattered storms on Thursday? I think we're in the low to mid-80s both days. Much cooler Friday. In fact, Friday's high only 70, barely scraping 70, I think. Mid-70s Saturday. Now we're in the Easter weekend. And that Sunday storm system on Easter Sunday still looks pretty ominous to me. It certainly has my attention. We'll keep an eye on it for some stronger storms. Tis the season for severe weather here in Alabama. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy skies. Did you have any sprinkles on the windshield on the way in the work?
Not on the way in, but I noticed a little bit of water on the back of my vehicle. Yes,
it's 68 now at 9:05.
So, it's fitting if it's going to be a stormy Easter. It's just fitting. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I get miserable, Rich, I like to get miserable. I just when I'm happy, I wallow in whatever I'm feeling.
Yeah, we were just talking about comfort food, and some people have just kind of fallen off their regular routines and getting into more of the comfort food. I've been craving pizza, but I've been trying to be a good boy.
I've eaten enough for you. I'm putting down food. Like I said, when I get stressed out, I eat comfort food. Now, I have to say, this two-year, I don't talk about it too much on air because it's annoying as hell, but this two-year, three-year fitness journey I've been on, I'm glad I did it.
What?
Because it's taught me a lot of things I can do at home.
Look, you are definitely in shape, and I mean it. I'm trying. At least I have goals that I have to meet every day, or I feel my self-esteem has taken a hit. If I don't go through these goals that I set for myself every day. So
absolutely.
So they're voting right now in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was
That's
weird.
Really weird.
The Supreme Court said no. Yeah, you have to vote.
You have to vote today, and that's strange.
Yeah, good luck with that voter turnout.
Lysol, the voting machine, if they have voting machines. I don't know if people have voting machines anymore. We used to have in Ohio, but nobody does voting machines.
We had them here. I have a weird memory. An early one that I vaguely remember.
You go in and the curtains close.
Yeah. And you pull the lever.
Yeah, the lever, the big vote lever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pull the voting machine lever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm going to be flying solo here to kick off news and views. Eddie Bader should be stopping by around 10. Jack should be calling in 10:30.
Stock market is up in a big way, and again, so hopefully we're going to have some good stock market news. And I know, again, you have nothing to talk about today.
Yeah, there's not much going on.
I left you the newspaper over there.
I appreciate it.
Have a good show.
Thank you. Yes, folks, news and views begins in mere moments. One of our sponsors, they are closed because of the governor's order. But I want you to remember them because we will get out of this, I think, sooner than places like New York. But there will be a day when this crisis is no longer here, when people can go back to doing normal life and living normal life. And part of that is buying an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. How about a celebration of your love or your appreciation for somebody once you're out of quarantine by going by Heirloom Jewelers over at 6948 Vaughn Road. Again, Troop Booth has had to shut down because of the governor's order, but he is wanting to make sure you remember when you get out of quarantine that you can stop by Heirloom Jewelers to not only buy fine antique and estate jewelry items, you can also sell your jewelry. So if you have jewelry laying around, you never even think about it, never wear it, never out of sight, out of mind. Now, if you hear this ad and you're thinking of it, get that jewelry together, and when the time is right, call Troop Booth at 260-0066. He'll use his expertise as trained up at the Gemological Institute of America, and he will look over your jewelry, and you can get paid right then and there when you agree on a value. Troop Booth, one of the great local small businesses, great jeweler here in the Montgomery area. That's Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth. Be sure to remember them when you get out of quarantine. News and Views begins in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama now has more than 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 32 people have died from the virus. More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed that a Montgomery postal worker died on Sunday of the virus. Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals that are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. And the Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butt.
Man must learn to rise above principle.
Welcome into News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, should be calling in later in the program. My temp co-host, Eddie Bader, should be here a little after 10. They both had business to attend to. We are making do, trying to keep this world spinning while we sequester in place, shelter in place. You know, I'm really thinking about this shelter in place along with the combination of you now have, in particular, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, calling for another $1 trillion of spending, $1.5 trillion of spending, wanting to, as I suspected and predicted on these airwaves, wanting to extend all these gifts to the public. Trump's response to the news that Pelosi and the Democrats want to spend another $1.5 trillion is, well, I'm all for giving people more money directly. So we'll see where that goes, but I'm just worried as our freedoms and liberties are taken away, as the government expands its balance sheet, we need to always remember that these folks won't let a crisis go to waste. I think we're getting more and more on top of this. This is supposed to be the worst week of the outbreak. But we will see. We will see. I remain hopeful. I generally, on a personal level, am doing great. But it is worse than the flu, no doubt. It is definitely worse than the flu. I mean, just look at what's happened with Boris Johnson recently, the Prime Minister of the UK. That's terrible, what's happened with him. And it could happen to anybody, so you never know. 272-9228. We have an early call here. And in a second, I want to get into a great piece by a gentleman who I believe runs the Mises Institute over in Auburn, saying all crises are local. That's the headline, and he highlights what Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota recently said after she was being pressured to do a shelter-in-place order. The headline is all crises are local, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Randall. Hey, Randall, how are you?
Morning, man. I mean, you could, you know, I was just here in case you needed me. You didn't need me, so you could have come on teaching school, baby. Hey, you know, since you didn't have your co-host and your other co-host ain't showed up, I was just going to be hanging on line in case you want somebody to chit-chat with. But since you're here, man, this take, for example, that just got off the phone with Greg, the Pratt Performance Center.
Right.
Let's take them, for example. Why can't, I mean, I got it in my head. I could build it, but until I get it built, why can't we get some of my old snack machines and put a nice big tomato on the front of it and a big plant, make it light up, and you go by and you buy your seeds by a quarter pound. You just hit whatever seed you want, and it falls out the bottom.
I don't know if that's going to work with tomatoes, unless you like bruised tomatoes.
Well, I'm talking about he's a seed. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I think no, feed and seed and all that could work, but use the example of tomatoes. So I was thinking, well,
Yeah, it would work, man. Look, in the 80s, they had coffee dropping off in the Baptist Hospital. Yeah. I mean, come on, and put creamer in it, and you didn't have to touch it. We can make a plant fall out of there without hurting it. I promise you we can. That ain't no problem. And you can get an app, and you can order it before you even get there. I mean, you know what I mean? You never even had, all you do is walk up to the wall, put your bees in. All you can pay over the phone with a cash app. You know, you just drive up, and people could get seeds at 12 o'clock at night. You know what I mean?
Right, and as we're trying to, Randall, as we're trying to figure out all these solutions, especially us who are connected to society, can you imagine how many preppers, for lack of a better word, are out there? They maybe thought it was more of a doomsday for another reason coming around the corner, but they're stocked up. They got months and months of food. They got ammunition enough to just supply a small army. They're ready to go. And when this came around, they're like, I'm vindicated. You're not looking at me strange anymore. Yes, we are, Tommy. You're still an odd guy, but I'm glad you're all set up. Like, it just, I'm sure there are a few folks out there going, I told you folks you should be prepared.
I told you so.
Well, it's not prepared. It's really moving forward. We are so far behind. Why does he have to show up to give people seeds? I mean, the seeds ain't going to change when you go put them in the scoop. I mean, they are seeds of seed. I can have them bagged up, stung by a quarter of a pound. Each seed, you know what I mean? I don't know how, you know, depending on how little the seed is, you may have to do a quarter of an ounce. But you sell it, you know what I mean? And you take out having to open up and turn on power and electricity to sell seeds and plant. So, man, we are so far behind, Joy. I'm going to tell you how far ahead Truth Booth was now on your man. Truth Booth was ahead of the game. You couldn't just walk in at Loon Jewelers. You had to ring a doorbell.
Make an appointment,
you ring your doorbell. He was sitting back there, and, hey, if you didn't have a scarf around your face and look like you're about to rob him, he'd let you in. You know, so. But now, it's just, I hate that he's saying he had to close, but others don't. I mean, he should have to have to close. He ought to be able to search his jewelry. It should be already on the app. Everything he does ought to be processed, took a picture of, and put on his app right when he gets it, even before he gets on the plane, wherever he buys it at. I mean, it's just, we still want to wait on the government to say, hey, y'all go back, man. Well, and if they would get out of my life, then I might have to go back.
Right, and
I mean,
Randall,
we're doing it ourselves.
Randall, the whole point is that we can't wait on the government, and what this should remind us, whether it's at Prattville Farm Center, at Heirloom Jewelers, or at any number of restaurants, whether Walk-Ons or Chappie's or Cahaba House, any of them, Baumhauer's, they all have their own understanding of how their business works, and that their businesses all work on different models. And those are small businesses. Can you imagine suppliers, larger groups that support those small businesses? And the point is that this stuff, unfortunately, takes time, and some people were in a better position than others to be nimble and agile through this, but we will figure it out. Yeah. We will.
I know. This thing about Baumhauer, you said Baumhauer. This thing about Baumhauer's bread, he can market, you got all that storage space. You could order everything you need for House Down Subdivision. And everybody, you know what I mean? And he pulls up, you bypass him having to unload it, the truck goes right to the subdivision. You get off what you need. It's on an app. You go up to the door. I mean, they got apps for everything. It's like Gray was talking about birds this morning. They got an app. You take a picture of a bird, it'll tell you what bird it is. I mean, we got to keep thinking ahead. And they talking about jobs needing people to fill in that ain't even got, you know, diplomas yet. I heard that on the while ago, Fox News, whatever, our local news. A doctor called in from Miami to Greg's show Sunday morning and saying that they are losing, you know, people ain't coming to the doctor because they're scared. They ain't sick, they're going to get sick. And they are losing work. The people ain't looking for no. We got to get ahead of this again, because what's going to happen is come wintertime, this stuff's going to flare back up and everybody's going to be running to get this shot.
I agree, it's probably going to be seasonal. We probably, as Dr. Fauci's been saying, are going to have a second wave. But hopefully by that point, and it's already happening, you'll have more ventilators, not just new ones manufactured, but more online. Say you take some ventilators from surgical centers, you're not doing elective surgeries anymore. You know, I was just listening to several doctors talking about that. The ability of the American healthcare system to flex, but then more importantly, innovate, is where it's all about. And I think it's a phrase a lot of folks are using, but it's true. Fog of war. What's going on right now is there are a lot of unknowns. We're not quite sure what's going on. And with that uncertainty, it's very panic-inducing for some folks. It can cause a lot of anxiety. It can cause depression. It can make you... But also, the silver lining to this is when you're in the fog of war, you also get innovation. You get pushed to figure out, okay, how are we going to solve the problem? So I think with these antiviral therapies, things like hydroxychloroquine, but many other things ready to be brought to bear, they're working on, as well as, I really like this, convalescent plasma treatment. So you take somebody who's already had the virus and you take their plasma out of their blood and get the antibodies, and you start using that as a preventative, prophylactic, one of my favorite words, prophylactic measures, in order to really serve healthcare workers on the front lines, but also it could be a good treatment. I think by the time this, if a second wave does come by the fall, we will have enough medical capacity as well as testing capacity to identify who has this, that it will not be the same sort of shock to the system as it's been these last month or two. And keep in mind, this is not going to last deep into May and June. If it does, I think people will really start taking things in their own hands, as you're suggesting. And I don't mean like chaos in the streets. I mean, people will go back and find work however they need to find it. So I think we will respond to it. Folks are going to try to respond, like a small business, come up with new technology, a new business model. They'll try it, they'll fail. Some folks will try it, they'll succeed. That's the beauty of the market, and it's what we are going to have to deal with. But right now in this fog of war, it's very distressing. And I think it would help us all if we understand, and I think you do get this, Randall, your heart's definitely in the right place, as is your head, on looking at local options, connecting people locally, supporting people locally. All crises really at the end of the day are local. I mean, this is a global pandemic. It's affecting every country on earth. But what we can do, Joey, Randall, everybody out there listening, whether they're in politics or in business or you're just a student, whatever you are, retired, there are ways we can help each other. That you can't affect the whole world. You can't affect your neighborhood, your own backyard, what you're doing. And that's what I hope folks do as we innovate our way out of this problem. Randall, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for giving me somebody to talk to.
All right, baby, we'll see.
Thank you. 272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, I like Randall's spirit there, that he's prodding, if you read between the lines, he's prodding small business owners, as well as others, to innovate. That's what we should be doing. And that's what has happened time and time again in history. This is not like any other event ever. There have been past pandemics. People have compared things to the Spanish flu. But society has changed so much since the early 1900s. A century of progress in terms of technology, in terms of how we communicate with one another, in terms of our regard towards one another has enabled us to respond to this in ways never before seen. This virus has never been known before. It's a perfect combination in terms of if you're a virus, it's perfect. You know, I don't like to think in these terms, but when you're talking about a virus, it is a perfect virus because it has a high level of being contagious and a high level of being deadly, but not too deadly, not too contagious, perfect balance so it spreads.
And this is why we need the antibody test. There's so much going on and so many variants going on with this that I think and trust the people in the healthcare sector are going to get this done now that they see how big of a deal it is. What I'm worried about, what I'm suggesting more and more as we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel of the medical crisis, is the political and economic crisis. I think we will see a massive recovery financially in the short term. And short term might be another year or two. But if you're about to print as much money as we are, put a fiscal stimulus as much as we are, and you have then the political ramifications of people wanting to get a check from the government and not go back to work, and I'm not blaming those people as lazy or whatever, it's just incentives. Hey, I can make more money sitting at home, twiddling my thumbs or something like that. By the way, did you see all the reports, folks, of vices? Apparently, when people are sheltered in place, they tend to engage in some unhealthy behavior. Yeah, more drinking, more smoking the dope, more adult entertainment, and more gaming. Now, when I saw that list, I'm like, wait, I'll admit, drinking, smoking the wacky, backy devil's lettuce, engaging in a little self-abuse. I mean, those are all vices. If you do them, you should probably do it less. You know who I'm talking to. If you do them, you should probably do it less. But in these troubled times, people tend to go to what comforts them in the short term. Really, it is only the short term. But why would you include gaming in that? Drink, smoke, perversion, but then gaming. What's wrong with gaming? Why is gaming automatically considered a vice? I think gaming is going to become the next generation of sport. Now, I hope we'll always have true athletic competition in the sense that people out there, they train up, that they're incredibly fit, they compete at the highest level. I hope we always have something like that. You can't beat that. Sport is entertainment that tells stories, but in a truly weird way. It's not really contrived. But gaming is also, it was growing before this crisis. I think it'll grow even more. And I don't understand why we consider gaming a vice, unless you want to get into, like, gambling and games of chance. Even then, I think you can engage in a little fun, a little smoke, a little drink,
A little alone time, a little private time, a little gaming. What's wrong with a little slice of pie? You know, I remember my good friend John, when I was in Christian identity class over at Catholic High School, he said to my teacher, who was talking about people's innate original sin, you know, from the fall. And he was trying to give natural examples of how that original sin, that fallenness, manifests itself here in your everyday life, in basic terms. And the teacher gave this example of, you know, instead of going for and waiting for dinner, sometimes people will try to eat that slice of pie and then eat more pie afterwards. It wasn't a good example. But my friend John said, hey, teach, isn't there always room for a little slice of pie? And I don't think my friend just meant pie, but I think he was right. There's time for a little slice of pie, a little bit of fun. So I don't begrudge my fellow Americans in the midst of their depression and anxiety of being out of work, engaging in a little bit of vice. Just don't do it too much, because it can be a trap. Anyway, 272-9228, 272-9228. I want to come back. There's an article from Jeff Deist when we return. Jeff Deist of the Mises Institute. I've had him on years ago when I was doing a show on Saturday. And he's talking about how all crises are local, really, at the end of the day. This is a global pandemic, but the response at the end of the day will be a local response, and we shouldn't treat, for instance, the whole country like we're all New York State or we're all Italy. We're different places. There are different factors, and it should be up to the people there locally to decide how they want to live in the midst of this natural disaster. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300, and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett Chevrolet's been there in the good times, and we're there in the tough times. Not going to be long, you're going to be getting some of that stimulus money in the mail. This is a great time to take some of that and use it as a down payment on a brand new Chevy from Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Some of the vehicles you can buy at Larry Puckett today, you can get 0% financing for up to 84 months. And some of them you won't have to make any payments for 120 days. Larry Puckett also's got a huge supply of pre-owned cars and trucks. You ain't got to come to us. We'll come to you. LarryPuckett.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, you get $200 when you refinance your auto loan from another lender with us, so you can execute your own missions, like Operation...
Redo the upholstery in the minivan. Yeah, get some leather in there.
Or Operation...
Maybe I'll just get it detailed. Oh, and some air fresheners. Ah, new car smell.
Refinance another lender's auto loan with Navy Federal and get $200. Start saving at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or We can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Woman with the sweet loving better than a white lie.
How you doing, all you cool cats and kittens?
Don't you know she could bring a good feeling, ain't had in such a long time.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228. Coronavirus cases in the U.S. have increased by more than 30,000 cases since yesterday. Now, I'm sure that's not, just spread. That is also getting in some of these testing numbers and getting them locked down and solid. And the CDC director is now saying the number of U.S. deaths will be much lower than projected thanks to social distancing. I've always thought these models almost fundamentally are going to be wrong. Because there's so many presumptions you have to put into a model. So I think models are good. We should have them. But you shouldn't treat them as gospel, especially when you start having massive effort on the part of so many different players at different levels. Of course there's going to be an effect. There's basic personal responsibility. There's innovation. And there's just general people are more resilient and adaptable than they give themselves credit. And just remember that. If you're feeling a little anxious, a little depressed, I know the longer we shelter in place, there are some folks that are more prone to that. Get some sunlight. Don't engage in those vices I was just talking about too much. Actually set a goal. Maybe start a project. Get some workouts done. Read a good book, whether it is the good book or something else. I mean, set some goals for yourself. I particularly love audiobooks and have my workload, I have things I do for fun, I make music, I have projects. I've lived this way for a lot of my life. I'll just be blunt, kind of a loner, and that's what I do. I make little projects for myself. I don't always do it well, but I find when I actually set a positive goal and go towards it, I feel much better than, say, engaging in an extra slice of pie. But before we get into this article, this part of News and Views is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. They are open and fully staffed. They are an essential business, not just according to the governor, but according to, well, little old me and so many other customers at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. It's why so many people are thanking Jenkins. All their technicians are top-notch, state-of-the-art, with that state-of-the-art equipment. They're all ASE-certified technicians over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They service all makes and models, cars, trucks, SUVs, I'd imagine even mopeds, minivans. They do it all over there at Jenkins, whether it is standard maintenance, so an oil change, get that air filter replaced, windshield wiper blade replacement, rotating those tires, you know, the basic things you want to get checked. They can also do battery replacement. They can put on a whole new set of tires if that's what you need. And especially in this day and age, now a lot of you are staying home. Why not go by Jenkins Tire and Automotive now that you have the time to get a big job done, whether it's transmission repair or getting brand new tires or replacing that AC system? Jenkins Tire and Automotive is the place to go. Call them and make an appointment. It's the swiftest, easiest way to use Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Call them at 265-0792, 265-0792. You can also visit them online and make an appointment there. See everything they have to offer at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Mike Jenkins, the whole team over there, being a great sponsor here of News and Views. And y'all go support Jenkins, a great local small business in the midst of this crisis. So, very quickly, somebody just called in, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Oh, this is Governor Kay Ivey, Joey. I thought you'd recognize my voice.
This sounds like, this doesn't... Are you in drag, Governor?
Oh, never. I'm just checking my ABC stars to make sure they're open.
Ricardo, Soldier Boy, that's the worst Governor Ivy I've ever heard. You at least
got to
mention Missy or something.
That's right. I mentioned a little snip of liquor.
Now you sound like the queen.
I'm going to send you a bill. You know what the best medicine is? Laughter, Joe. I'm going to send you a bill.
It is. Laughter and faithfulness. There
That's
you go.
Right. K-Ivy does not have cabin fever. I've got disco fever.
Well, no, and everybody's comparing the president to the queen. I'm like, that's just not fair. She's only spoken four times in her life. It's like, you know, Michael Jackson wouldn't come out with an album for every, you know, 4 years instead of every year. The queen, it leaves people wanting more. So when she comes out in her posh accent, and I hope this generation of Britons will be live up to our fortitude that our ancestor possessed. It's like, you can't compare Donald Trump from Queens. Hey, this is Donnie from Queens calling in. How you doing, Soldier Boy? There were Muslims celebrating on 9/11. I saw it in the news. I saw it. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. And I'm a smart guy. Like, you can't compare the two.
You do a great Trump. I thought you did a great Bernie Sanders. Can you transition back and forth?
Well, Bernie, here's the problem. You're a damn dirty socialist. Well, you're just a billionaire, Trump. You're a pathological liar. You are not for change in this country. We need to make an economy that works for everyone. Money is the problem in this country. And just remember, even in this crisis, donate to my campaign. Don't give money to that walking cadaver, Joe Biden. Give money to my...
Bernie, you're hopeless. You're just a stupid commie. Didn't you honeymoon in Moscow?
Why are you bringing my personal life into... I could go all day, Soldier Boy. I'm not...
That is talent. I'm going to tell you, you must have practiced on Trump pretty good.
Actually, I just... Well, yeah. Yeah, that's all I do at home. I just look in the mirror and...
Bernie's not hard to do. I do a couple Red Bulls at me, 12 ounces, and I'm ready to roll, you know?
Yeah, I love Bernie. Larry David's Bernie Sanders is fantastic.
That's the guy. Is that the guy from Saturday Night Live?
Curb Your Enthusiasm, yeah, Saturday Night Live. Yeah, Larry David's just, no, I don't like people. Of course I hate people. I went to the deli the other day. The pastrami wasn't right there with the pickle, so I said, what, do you even wash your hands? Like...
Well, I went to the doctor, Joey, and I told him he told me he diagnosed me as having disco fever. He sent me home with two Bee Gees Greatest Hits albums.
Nice. So you're staying alive.
That's exactly. Yeah. Very good. I should have you open. Oh, I should open for you, Joey. I tell you, that's raw talent. But I just wanted to give you a holler on him. But, you know, I thought my K.I.V. was pretty good, but evidently not.
No, I think that one needs work, needs improvement.
Who does the best K.I.V. to you?
My good friend Southern Wood. He does the best one. Yeah, absolutely.
Why hasn't he been on in a while? I haven't heard from him.
We're giving it some time. So.
Got time out.
Yeah.
I used to like time outs when I was young.
We'll see what the future brings. But his paddle's still up here. So.
His paddle?
Yeah.
We
were talking about corporal punishment one day.
Ah.
So he called in and said, under my house... my rules, you will abide. And so we all agreed, you know, what type of coach or school administrator signs up to be like, I'll be the one that paddles the kids? Like, what? Well, no, what? You're a little too eager there, sir. But it's all, I'm not a big fan of corporal punishment. Maybe it's necessary for some parents. But because of that saying, I created a paddle that says Southern Wood Abides. You can check it out on my Facebook page. I did a stupid photo shoot with it.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah?
Guess who's been pacing me the last mile and a half?
Who?
State Trooper.
Well, I hope you're going to a central business.
Well, I don't know. I'm using a cell phone and driving at the same time. I would hope he has better things to enforce other than a little victim, veteran, handicapped person from talking on the phone.
Man, you turned pitiful quick. I like it.
I know I did. I had to quick. I had to play the cards. Sometimes you have to play the cards that you're dealt in life, right?
There you go.
And I'm going to play them. All right. I just want to give a shout out to you guys.
Appreciate the call, Soldier Boy.
All right. Later.
Later. 272-9228. And I swear, I'm going to get to this article. All crises are local, but we just keep getting these calls. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got rain returning to our forecast for the next few days. The best chance would be today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but becoming more likely, especially during the afternoon hours. High today in the low 80s. Some spotty thunder showers left over tonight, overnight low 66. Then we'll be in the mid-80s tomorrow and probably Thursday as well. There's a risk of some spotty thunder showers around both days. Friday will be much cooler, chance of a shower, high 71, and the Easter weekend forecast is still very much up in the air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
South Dakota is not New York City. That's right, South Dakota is not New York City. That seemingly innocuous, even simple, banal statement made last Wednesday by the Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota in response to calls for her to issue a shutdown order due to the coronavirus. This is across the state, people wishing to shut down, that says their motto is, "Under God, the people rule." South Dakota, after all, is one of the least densely populated states in the vast American West. Surely local circumstances should inform local responses to this disease. Not so, according to Noem Scolds, those lovely people at change.org. Can we get a petition on change.org to shut down change.org? The people at change.org, these Scolds, want the same theory applied in Brooklyn, New York, to that of prairie towns in South Dakota. And to her tremendous credit, Governor Noem has held firm against the tide of state officials ordering lockdowns and shelter-in-place directives. Governor Noem went on, and I just love these words, "The calls to apply for a one-size-fits-all approach to this problem is herd mentality." Bovine indeed, Governor. "The people are primarily responsible for their safety. Our Constitution ensures that the citizen's right is protected. I agree with the role of our government as set forth in our state and our national constitution. I oppose draconian measures, much like the Chinese government has done, and actions we've seen European governments take that limit the citizen's rights. Amen, Governor. Amen. You know what? How can we just throw due process rights out the window? It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. I'll get more back into this. This is a great article. Jeff Dice, the president of the Mises Institute. Get more to that in a second. But first, let's go to Anita, 272-9228. Hey, Anita, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning. I just came back from purchasing some gas.
Yes.
And I think I can let people know that the cheapest place in town is Murphy's Oil on Ann Street. It's $1.60.9.
Wow. Have you ever seen it that low?
No, not since I was very young.
Yeah, I mean, the lowest, yeah, I'm only, what, 31? Sometimes I forget. And, yeah, it's never been that low, I don't think.
Well, I remember when I was very young, it was 50 cents a gallon, but I don't think it's going to get there.
Those were the days.
Right. So I just wanted to inform everybody, in case you're looking for some gas.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. 272-9228. Now, back to this article from Jeff Deist. The governor's statement, essentially it's against one-size-fits-all programs. It's a good lesson, not just for this pandemic, but generally what's going on in this country. Why can't South Dakota be South Dakota, New York be New York, California be California, Alabama be Alabama? And within Alabama, let Montgomery be Montgomery, let Birmingham do their thing, let Mobile do their thing. I mean, let the suburbs do their own thing. This is absurd. You need these one-size-fits-all. Really, at the end of the day, all crises are local. No matter how rich you are or where you live, you are enormously dependent on localized medical care, food, water, electricity, gas, and general lawful behavior. Every calorie, kilowatt, and drop of water must make its way to your location, no matter how complex the underlying economy is today. Doctors, nurses, and drugs must be available within a reasonable distance of your location. None of the physical substances necessary for your survival can be sourced from a global supply chain unless last-mile delivery remains intact. Yeah, essentially, you can be shipping everything you want from Thailand and China and all over the world, and I don't mind a global division of labor, but if you don't have people there right at the last mile to get it to you in your location, what good is it? If faraway production facilities, farms, warehouses, trains, trucks, and power plants break down, eventually the governor of South Dakota's constituents will feel it. People seem to intuit the local impact of a global crisis and the reality that the greater world is not coming to save them. South Dakotans are entitled to think locally, out of self-preservation, in this crisis. And so too are New Yorkers, Alabamians, Californians, so too are Japanese, Singaporeans, South Koreans, and Swedes, for that matter. There is no UN agreement or statement at work concerning the pandemic, nor any universally agreed upon supranational guidelines. International bodies, such as the WHO, the World Health Organization, may they rest in peace. Oh, wait, are they dead? Yeah, they should be. The WHO have been unable, these international institutions, unable to project authority during this crisis, much less gain international compliance with their shifting recommendations. Countries around the world have implemented a hodgepodge of policies, and they've done so unilaterally. China brutally locked down its Hubei province, while Sweden chooses to keep public life largely unaffected, with virtually no quarantines or business shutdowns. Many countries choose an intermediate path. In Europe, in 1985, there was an agreement that allowed open travel between the 26 European countries. This is broken down due to the virus, with Germany, France, Spain, Austria, Switzerland, and others closing off borders with armed guards. In a crisis, it turns out a German or French passport really is not a quote-unquote European passport after all. Nationalities and citizenship, the bane of political globalists, exist. Whether this fact of life is inherently illiberal depends both on one's perspective and how various nations act internally under duress. Is Germany too trenchant in its response to the virus and Sweden too liberal? Who's to say? Well, really, the Germans and the Swedes. The calculation becomes more and more difficult at scale, moving from the local to regional to national to international to global level. Crises remind us exactly why local matters. This is exactly what we should expect and want in a pandemic. competing visions as to the severity and scope of the problem, differing localized approaches, experimental treatments, and nimble entrepreneurial provision of resources and supplies. To an extent, there will be a scoreboard. Some countries and some U.S. states will fare better than others. But questions about top-down control from Washington, D.C. or beyond will not go away. Federal agencies such as the CDC have looked foolish and impotent throughout this crisis, as has the Trump administration's infectious disease expert, Dr. Fauci. He's been great recently, but remember Fauci, while they try to blame Trump, Fauci was the one in late January saying we don't have a problem. If in hindsight, cheap anti-malarial drugs and antibiotics prove to be effective treatments, the entire narrative of ventilators and lockdowns will appear foolish and destructive. Yes, there will be accusations, recriminations, and calls for more bureaucracy, more regulations, more nationalization of this crisis and many others. The political class will gain, and the American people will lose. But there is a silver lining as our already dangerously polarized country begins to understand more deeply how South Dakota really isn't New York City at all. I hope people question why, the same political class that wants one set of rules for 330 million people, why do they want that for this crisis and many other? After all, if Brooklyn and Sioux Falls don't need the same policy on the coronavirus, what about taxes, guns, abortion, climate change, and everything else? Because we're in a crisis and in the fog of war, it's not a clear solution. It makes brilliant people like Dr. Fauci look like fools because we're dealing with something we've never dealt with before. We're trying to figure it out. So when you're in the fog of war, you need to free people up to innovate, to figure out exactly what they need to do. It seems social distancing works, and good ideas will spread at a rapid pace. But this push to have the government take over everything in a crisis won't serve us well, won't actually fix the crisis, and we'll lose our liberties to boot. And if you keep this going for too long, especially this drumbeat for spending more of our past wealth and our future wealth, selling out our ancestors and our future kids at the expense of our liberty, it would be a hell of a thing if all those measures didn't actually solve the problem. What actually solved the problem is, at the end of the day, free people with their ingenuity, their responsibility, and their innovation. That's what I hope. I hope people wake up to how foolish hoping for the strong man, the state, to come in and save you really is. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Be right back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort of Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense, Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, you get $200 when you refinance your auto loan from another lender with us, so you can execute your own missions, like Operation...
Redo the upholstery in the minivan. Yeah, get some leather in there.
Or Operation...
Maybe I'll just get it detailed. Oh, and some air fresheners. Ah, new car smell.
Refinance another lender's auto loan with Navy Federal and get $200. Start saving at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Joey Clark here, flying solo for the time being, but I've got callers, and let's go to Jim, one of those callers. Hey, Jim, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I was up early today. I went to the 6 o'clock Walmart deal for the old folks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and there was about 25 people. It's funny, though. When I got in, I noticed there were more people wearing masks, and then I realized why. I was in there with all the old people that are. And there was such a variety of masks. There were people wearing bandanas like the stagecoach robbers used to wear back there in Gunsmoke, you know.
Yeah.
Which are totally worthless to wear something like that. There was one guy that was he wore a white overall suit like a painter wears, but mm-hmm. It was a white, and then he had on a plexiglass covering over his face with vents on the side, and this guy looked ridiculous. And he looked like he was, it was really bizarre. But, I realize it's the older people, and they got them all spooked about it.
Well, at least they're trying.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on to it, but I'm just not going to wear it. I just don't feel comfortable. I don't, I asked one guy that.